Welcome to Grow Great, a leadership podcast for entrepreneurs. I'm Randy Cantrell. It's episode 349, Grow Great, the podcast. The website is growgreat.com. Today, customer attraction. Be genuine. All right, let's get something out of the way. If you're genuinely a jerk, then this ain't going to work very well. Genuine means that you're real. You're not hypocritical. Means you are, well, it means you're you, whatever that is. I can explain using myself, and as always, it's just much easier for me to pick on myself than it is to pick on you or pick on somebody else. So, yeah, I'd rather not do that. Here are a few bullet point factoids that you might need to know about me. I am an introvert. I'm not socially awkward. I'm not a wallflower. I'm not even, well, I am kind of reserved, but I don't gain energy from being around a lot of people. I prefer deeper conversations with fewer people. Outwardly, I can appear like an extrovert, but I'm not. Communication is a big, big deal for me. It's key for me. Firstly, I am drawn to other communicators, people who are wall huggers and people who are just so reserved that it just requires intense effort to draw them out. These are exhausting people for me. I respect them. I understand them. But I'm not likely going to be a good fit for them because, well, it's honestly just, it's just too distracting. It's too draining for me. And that's on me. Candidness. That's really important. I mean, candor. People who couch everything that they say and they're overly measured in their communication, it exhausts me. Again, I can appreciate and I can understand them, but that exhaustion factor, yeah, it's a deal breaker. Now, I could go into a prospective engagement intent on fooling the prospect, right? I mean, everything that I've just told you, I could get some sense that, okay, well, this person is like everything that is so not me, but okay, I'm going to fake it, right? And I could feign that I really am something that I'm not, right, just to get the gig. Okay, here's the problem. Is that really a good thing? I mean, no, that's a really bad thing for them. It's a bad thing for me. I mean, if they did become my customer, it would be equally bad for both of us, so nobody wins. The money's not worth it for either one of us. But plenty of people do this. They chase the money, no matter what. This isn't about being happy as much as it's about being true to who you are and your core strengths. My core strengths are closely tied to who I am as a personality. I don't mean that as a public person. I mean my personality, as my personality and my communication style. If you need a person who is in, if you need somebody who's the life of the party at a big gathering, okay, I'm not your man. I mean, the mere thought of having to do that just makes me want to go back to bed. If you're a person who needs somebody to quietly listen to you while you peel back your most confidential vulnerabilities, sign me up. I'm in. I mean, I'm in right away. I keep secrets, always. I maintain confidences, always. I listen intently. Okay, almost always. I don't make judgments. I don't tell people what to do. I don't even have the urge to do that. I quickly and easily forgive. It's my top core character strength, forgiveness. Now, by knowing these things about myself, I can choose to go all in on these, or I can choose to try to be something I'm not. And when it comes to attracting customers, you can fool some of the people some of the time. You may even be able to fool a lot of the people, a lot of the time, but at what cost? To them and to you. I'm unwilling to pay that price. I'm certainly unwilling to ask my customers to pay that price. We both deserve better. I've got good friends who are quite the opposite from me. They hate sitting down to have deep conversations and don't even think that they will sit still if you want to discuss how you feel or if you want to discuss what you're thinking. No, they get very uncomfortable. Instead, they're really comfortable having conversations that are 100% safe, where there's no pain, there's no emotion, there's no chance for conflict. Well, that's good to know. I would never suggest to any of these people that they roll the way I roll. Instead, I would suggest that they steer clear from doing that because I do it because it's me. They would do it and they would have to fake it and they would be completely miserable, just like I would be if I had to fake it. I mean, how good do you think you're going to be at it? This is what I mean when I say be genuine. Now, the hard part is our need for business, right? Our need for revenue, our need for income. We all need business. We all need new business. We all need repeat business. Depending on the nature of your business, being genuine can take on a different context. For me, as a solopreneur in what I would kind of call the professional services trade, it's personal to me. If you're selling cars or anything else, and you have a sales staff, then it's less personal to you as the owner of the place, but this is still relevant, and you still need to think about this, because you drive the culture, and the culture is going to be a reflection of you. Over the years, I've had some favorite eating places, and as a customer and as a prospective customer, I'm fanatical about two things, food and service. And not in that order. I will suffer lower quality food for superior service. Now, it's funny how that just doesn't happen, but I will not suffer poor service with stellar food. I mean, the food just isn't going to be worth the aggravation to me. That's personal to me as a customer. I've known restaurant owners who were fixated on the food. The food was always spectacular. Sometimes the service was, well, equally spectacular. Sometimes not. Hit and miss. Very infrequently have I gone to a place where the food was spectacular and the service was poor. I have been to places where the food is pretty spectacular and the service is hit and miss. Right? It can happen. The owner has to value the food. Well, let's put it this way. The owner who does value the food above all else is going to drive the culture to produce great food. Okay, might not quite get all the fine details of superior service right, though. I mean, he could do one of the two things, up his game in that area that is not likely something that, you know, he's natural at, meaning he's into the food. He's not so much into the front of the house service kind of stuff. He could up his game in the front of the house service stuff, but if that's not his natural bent, it's not likely he's going to be able to sustain it, right? Because it's really difficult to sustain faking something that you really don't care as much about. Or he could hire somebody. He could hire somebody who is as fanatical about that front of house service as he is that food. In my opinion, a much, much better option. Because both then can soar with their strengths. This is what I mean by being genuine. Attracting the right customer means that we have to get, well, we've got to get very in touch with ourselves as entrepreneurs. We are what we are. Yes, we should grow. We should improve. We should develop ourselves. But I'm never going to grow into an extrovert. I am never going to grow into a person who gains energy by being around a bunch of people. Those situations are always going to drain my energy. I can do it, but I've got to really manage the time that I do it and the frequency with which I do it. If my business required that kind of behavior, I need to partner with, I need to find someone who has that as their core strength. That's what I mean by being genuine. So this isn't about you do you, implying that whoever you are and however you roll, that, well, that's just how it is and that's how it's always going to be, and just, you know, customers and prospects just have to build a bridge and get over it. Listen, I'm working every day to get better, but I'm not working every day to completely change my stripes. I know who and what I am. I want to become a better version of myself, which means I have to lean more into my strengths and recognize my weaknesses, which very well may require somebody else to help. That's partly what leveraging the power of others is all about. Recognizing what others may be able to provide that we can't, or something that might be very hard for us, and it distracts us from being as great as we could be with our strengths. So be genuine. Figure out how to best dazzle your customers and your prospective customers. Leverage others to help you create the culture, the workflow that will produce remarkable results. Today's episode was brought to you by The Peer Advantage by Bula Network. Bula Network LLC is my company. The Peer Advantage is a new initiative. True confession here. Today is Monday, December the 9th, 2019. I had really hoped that I would get this launched this year, but I've had too many projects going, too many irons in the fire, and I'm getting on top of them. Yep, I am. But the Lord willing, at the beginning of 2020, hey, come on, what better year to start it anyway? 2020. An online peer advisory group for small to medium-sized business owners. You can find all the details at thepeeradvantage.com, thepeeradvantage.com. I hope that you'll go visit. I hope that you'll click that apply now button. I'd love to have a conversation with you. If you are the owner of a business, I would love to talk with you about the value proposition that we propose to deliver. Well, we're going to deliver it. Thank you for listening to Grow Great. The website is growgreat.com. I would ask you to please rate and review the show. It can help us grow greater. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell.